Carrie, tell me about the new position that Wave has here, and how are you able to arrange it?
Well, it's a position we've had in the past, but we just recently received a considerable amount of funding. And so we needed to hire somebody new, and luckily Annette applied, and we hired her. And we have a large budget all of a sudden. I mean, considerably larger than we've ever had before. So the position, you know, coordinates advocates, runs our office, kind of a basic business, you know, for the nonprofit that is Wave. But with this new funding, we're kind of trying to figure out what is our new vision, you know, past what we've been doing and before. You know, we've always been kind of on a shoestring budget, so the services we were able to offer were limited depending on, you know, how much money we had. I mean, we've always been seeing clients, having advocates, but there's the possibilities are endless right now of how we could grow.
You had the staff before, but now Annette is full-time, whereas before
yes.
It was a part-time position,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Annette, tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Petersburg, so I'm sure most people know who I am. But I moved away for 7 years and ended up moving back to Petersburg. And it's been really great coming back after being in a different community. And it was still a small town that I lived in before, but being in Petersburg, it's a community and everyone comes together and programs like Wave and everything. It's so great to see what people do, you know, just to help each other out. It's great.
So you've gone to training, I know, so far. Tell me a bit about what you've been doing.
I had a 1 week training in Anchorage, and we went over some more of the legal side of things, of what a protective order is, the different types and things like that, and how we can help clients in that way.
What made you interested in doing this?
It's something that you can be passionate about. And, you know, there's a lot of jobs that you can get in Petersburg, but this is something that you can really run with. And there's a lot of freedom, I think, with it being kind of a new full-time position. And I'm really excited to find out what Petersburg's needs are with domestic violence and what we can do to fill those needs.
One thing that comes to mind is shelter. And I know that there's lots of volunteers in town who assist with helping people find shelter, that sort of thing, if they need to leave their homes. Are you looking at something like more specifically for Wave, some sort of a shelter, that kind of thing in the long term? Or
whatever? Yeah, that's something we always talk about. We haven't made any plans. We've just had a board meeting at the beginning of the week, and we kind of talked about we need to do some goal setting and kind of start thinking big. We've always been thinking, how can we do it cheap? How can we get by? And so now we have the ability to think, okay, what are some really concrete, permanent things that we could do on a larger scale? So those are questions we're going to be asking ourselves here, I think, in the next few months.
So Annette, maybe talk a little bit about what you'll be doing in your job. Do you meet directly with people who need the help, or is it more administrative, or both? Or
it's going to be both. I'm going to go through some advocate training, which is we're hoping to get some people down in Petersburg so that we can get more advocates here who work directly with clients. And I think having the training here in Petersburg would be a lot easier for everybody. Everybody's got busy schedules and doing their own thing, so having someone come down would be great.
Carrie, can you give folks an idea of how many clients Wave works with on an annual basis?
You know, I would say it's kind of up and down. It varies. You know, we see a few people each month, I'd say, on average. So some times of the year you see more people, obviously, because there's more people in town. So
for those who aren't familiar with what you do, what is somebody calls in, they can call either the emergency. Well, obviously, if it's a real an emergency, mm-hmm. they call the police. But they can call you on a hotline.
Yeah,
we have a
hotline number that goes directly to an answering service that will then quickly find an advocate to talk to the person that is saying that they have an emergency at that point in time. We also have an office number where they can call, you know, if it's not an emergency and they'd like to talk to somebody, they have questions about things. They could also drop in during office hours. So it kind of depends. You know, everybody has a different need. Sometimes people are just curious. Sometimes people have questions. Sometimes people really need help right then.
And when that's the case, when somebody needs to be taken out of a situation and protected, what happens? How do you work those sorts of things?
Well, you know, our job isn't to be a counselor. Our job is to listen and to help in ways that are possible for us. So, you know, like you said, if it's a dire emergency, you need to call the police.
Right. And but then you're there to help as an advocate, to help them know what options are open to them.
Yeah. And help them through, you know, there's lots of paperwork associated. There's to provide options, to present options that maybe they hadn't thought about, to give them an idea of here are some avenues that you could pursue now that you're out of the situation or you're wanting to get out of a certain situation.
So, Annette, can someone who just wants to find out a bit more about what their options are, even if it's not an emergency, they can just stop by and talk with you?
Absolutely. And I think something that's important to touch on is that there's a lot of different levels of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think when people think of domestic violence, they think of a black eye, you know, something physical that you can see, but there's a lot of emotional abuse that happens in domestic violence situations, and sometimes it escalates, and you may not realize that you're in a domestic violence situation until physical abuse happens, but you don't have to wait till that point. You can come and talk to us, even if it's just emotional abuse, and we can go over options, and a lot of things that what we're able to offer is just providing options. We're not going to tell you this is what you need to do. This is what you have to do. You have to file a protective order. That's not our job. It's your life, your choice. Mm-hmm. We're just here to provide options.